From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The executive director of the Puerto Rico Tourism Company has asked for cruise lines and airlines to help transport aid to Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria.
There remains a lot of work to do, and we will work with the folks that we're working with right now. They're trying very, very hard, I will tell you that, but nobody's ever seen anything like it.
That's U.S. President Donald Trump. The 3,800-passenger vessel that is the Venture of the Seas is transporting aid to St. Croix and St. Thomas, which were hit by both Maria and Hurricane Irma. As the last international flights to and from Kurdistan region in Iraq were grounded Friday, hundreds of protesters wielding colorful balloons and signs with messages like compassion and love stood outside the airport. Protesters say they are hoping Baghdad will back down on its decision to establish a no-fly zone over their region after a controversial independence vote passed by more than 92%. The Iraqi government also called the referendum illegal and has vowed to force the Kurdistan region to remain united with the rest of the country. In recent days, the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has received calls from leaders in France, Britain, Iran, and Turkey expressing their support for Iraqi unity, according to his Twitter account. The Spanish government says there will be no Catalonia independence vote Sunday, even as the region government continues preparations for the referendum. The Spanish culture minister said Friday the independence vote violates Spanish law and the government will not accept the results of that referendum. This is VOA News. Two women accused of murdering the half-brother of North Korean's leader Kim Jong-un are expected to plead innocent when their trial begins Monday in Malaysia. According to an attorney representing one of the defendants, the pair is accused of murdering Kim Jong-nam on February 13th at Kuala Lumpur International Airport by smearing his face with a deadly nerve agent. They have told their respective diplomats that they were unwitting participants in the assassination that U.S. and South Korean officials have said was planned by North Korean agents. After a pretrial court proceeding in July, lawyers of the two women say that their clients were led to believe they were taking part in a reality television hoax when they assaulted Kim. The defendants will face the death penalty if they are convicted. U.S. President Donald Trump will embark on a trip to Asia in November with the goal of garnering global support against the North Korean threat. While attending regional summits and discussing trade, the White House said the trip will include the president's first visit to China, North Korea's closest ally and number one trade partner. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will pave the way for Mr. Trump to China on his second trip to the country next week by seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear aggression amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. is actually conferring closely with Chinese officials on Beijing's commitment to curbing imports on North Korean coal, iron ore, and more. A message from a billionaire.
Billionaire innovator Elon Musk raised an interesting question as he unveiled plans for a new rocket Friday.
If you build a ship that's capable of going to Mars, what if you take that same ship and go from one place to another on Earth?
At a presentation in Adelaide, Australia, Musk showed a video of images of a rocket taking off in New York and landing in various places around the world, including Tokyo and Shanghai.
The great thing about going to space is there's no friction. So once you're out of the atmosphere, you will go, it was smooth as silk, no turbulence, nothing. There's no weather, there's no atmosphere. And you can get to most long distance places, like I said, in less than half an hour. And if we're building this thing to go to the moon and Mars, then why not go to other places on Earth as well?
Musk said space flights to enable people to travel from one continent to the other could help pay for future missions to Mars.
That's VOA Steve Miller reporting a first trip planned for 2022. I'm Tommy McNeil in
Washington. That's the latest world news from VOA.